Hello to all my chavirim, Yishir Tarvis Moshe around the world. Continuing on Shiurim in Mishnayis, we are doing Maseches Erevin, Paragimel, Mishnah Beis, which in the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Aleph on Aleph and continues on Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis. The Mishnah begins Ma'arvin Bidumai. As Rashi and Rav explained, we take you a loaf that you bought, purchased from an Amaretz, and the Amaretz was not mafresh the Demai. We don't really know what he was mafresh or not. And the Rabbi says he didn't. We don't know if he took off the trumas meiser that he was supposed to from that loaf. The Tver Israel says it's talking about the tefuah of an Aretz who is chashed on not taking off meisers and trumas meisers, both of them. And still, we can use it to make an erev with. Why? Because this is something that a poor person could use to eat, because he doesn't have to take off meisers from Demai, a poor person. And the reason why Beis Shammai doesn't argue here, like they argue in Sukkah and Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, over there it's talking about an Esrog Demai, where they argue. The reason is, over there, because there'll be a heter to eat it, you need a heter to eat it, and it also has a din of mammon, as it says in the pasuk lachem. Okay, but over here we don't have that pasuk, so they don't argue. Okay, also you have to say the same way in brachas, beginning of Perek Zayin. Over there, it's talking about the chiyuv of berachas hamazon even there is a chiv even on Demai to make a berachas hamazon, and in Psachim Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet over there was talking about that you can be yotze with matzah of Demai. And also in Sukkah and Perek Gimel, Os Lamed Beis, the Tzfer Yisrael writes that the Beis Shammai, even though they are moded by Truma, they argue by Demai, even though Demai is not Roy for himself, but he could be Mafkir Zachasim, and then he would be an Ani, and he would be able to use it. Still, it's only amigo that he could possibly do this. And really, he's never going to give it to the Aniyam, and he's not going to be mafkir as a chasib. Still, but by Truma, Akarcha, he has to give it to the Kohanim. There's nothing else he can do with the Truma, and it is a Michael Kainim, and it's something that can be eaten. Mission continues. You can also make an Erev with Truma's Meiser, with Meiser Rishon, Shenitla Trumaso. Tver Israel says, we're talking about Truma, his Truma, that he's Mechuyev with, and he has to take off the Truma's Meiser, even though the Truma Lidola was not taken at all. We're talking about, let's say, the Kohen went and took the Tfuah while it was still in the Shebalim. It hasn't been ground into the grain that it's supposed to be, and in such a case, it's pasur from Truma Gedola, from the mice of it is pasur from the Truma Gedola, because then the problem is that without taking it at that point, if he waited afterwards to take it, then it would be tevel and it would be usser. So at this point, he can still use it because the Truma was taken off, and therefore, it's usable. Now, Meiser Sheni v'Hekdesh Niftu, and Meiser Sheni and Hekdesh that he redeemed, for Israel says, even though he didn't take, the Chiddush is, he didn't pay the extra fifth, or actually 25% more, that he has to pay on the value. Still, it is considered redeemed. It's just that he still owes the money. So it's still something that can be eaten, and therefore, it's good for the Erev. Fakonim Bechala, and in parentheses, uba truma. Some gerses have that as well. Kohanim can use chala or truma for the erev. Tazieta says that's the gerse meduyuk. Okay, and also on the riff to have the uba truma. And it makes sense because Demai that he was not Michael, and the talus fell into the printing because it says previously Yisrael betruma. Okay, and it's a mistake because since we say over here Kohen and Bechala, it must be going like Sumchus and not like the Tanakama. And still, he has a question on the Psak of the Rav and the Rambam before, not like Sumchus. And similarly, it's written in the Rambam in his Chibur, in his Yad Chazak, Perek Aleph, Mehilchas Erevin. But what the question is that here Rebbe is saying like Simchas, and it's machlokas achar stam, and the halacha should be like the stam here. So it must be he answers to answer that there's another stama, and that's the Mishnah later on that the Rebbe was sosim that we weren't gozer ben hashmashas because it was shvus. So therefore the din of truma for Yisrael is like yayin for a nazir, and he says it's kal lahavin. Okay, and the Rush writes, but the halach is not like Samchas, even though the Stam Mishnah in Kalim Perek Yitzayin is like him, because Beis Hillel holds like the Rabbanan, as it's mentioned in the Braisa. Okay, so the Kohanim can use Chala, and it looks like the parentheses was the Yiris and Meduik says the answer is to take out Ubatrim, we're just talking about Bechala, and as Yisrael says, also Yisrael could be making an error with Truma. It's just that Orchid Milsanach is just talking about the normal way of saying things, because Chala normally is found by a Kohen. And he thinks that the reason why he says Kohen here is to tell you that the Truma belongs to them, because if Yisrael had it, how is he going to make an error of something he doesn't own? He doesn't own the Truma. Therefore, it mentions a Kohenim and Veha Kohenim and not Lik Kohenim. Not only for the Kohenim, but the Kohenim themselves who have it can use it for an Erev. Avalo b'tevel, you can't use Tevel to make an Erev. Yisrael says, even Tevel Drabanan, like something was grown in an Atzah Shehanak of a flower pot without any perforations, it's not connected to the ground, it's only Chayv Truma Midrabanan. Even though that Hafrashas Truma is only a Shvus, only a Drabanan to Yimafresh, and we not geyrzer on banish mushes on if it's a tzorach mitzvah, they should be able to do this banish mushes to take off the truma, and then it would be something that he could use, as it is in mentioning Mishnah Gimel. Still, he says the reason is that tevel itself is something that's not usable, as opposed to yayin for a nazir. It is, but he just made himself that he wouldn't want to use it, and he can be shal on that. Shaki Tosis mentions this in Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and the Tosis Rekiva Eger says, even based on what we hold like Rebbe, that anything which is a shvus, they weren't goes to ben hashmashas, still he wonders, how can he be a mafish ben hashmashas? Still, right now it's not available for anybody. Okay? It won't help the fact that he could possibly mafresh it. And it's only based on Simchas who says that Yisrael can't use Truma. So this was questionable, since now it's right for other people. So why don't we say, if he wants to be machal, he can ask a shayla on it, and he'll go back, and he'll be mafresh it. And then it will be roi even for himself. Still, we have to say that Simchas holds the Rabbanan, that the regoz mishmas shuas and bein hashmashas. This is going from Tesis, he's quoting. Okay, let's move on. The Mishnah says that v'lo b'truma. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Well, Maisa Rishon Shalom to Truma. So you can't use Maisa Rishon that they didn't take the Truma off. Can't use that for your Erev. He says, Yisrael says, we're talking about Truma Gedola that is Mechayev. And the way reason why it wasn't taken is because Levi went and he took his Maisa before anyone was Mafreshli Truma Gedola. Okay? Which is after, it's Mechayev and Truma Gedola after it was smoothed out on the pile, because then it's Mechayev in the Truma Gedola, and it's Tevel, and the Truma wasn't taken yet. So that reason is the reason Truma wasn't taken, and you can't use the Maaser Rishon that Truma wasn't taken. And he says, look in Shabbos, Perek Yitches, Mishnah Aleph, where the first row that I checked says over there in Os Tetzvav, that therefore it mentions here also Trumaso, like in the Reisha, because here we're talking about that he went early to take the grain, and it was really mechuyev in the Truma Gedola, so therefore it mentions also the Truma Gedola Truma, so it throws that in as well of the Maisvis. And he's telling you that all the Truma wasn't taken, that it was mechuyev in Maisvis from it. Okay, whether he took off the Truma Gedola or whether he wasn't even taken off the Truma's Maisa. Now the Mishnah continues, you can't use for an heir of Maisa Sheni v'hektish lo neftu. You didn't redeem the Maisa Sheni or the Hekdesh. And Rashi says, even though he could take it off. Still, he hasn't done it yet. He has. He could redeem it, but he still hasn't redeemed it, so he can't use it for the Erev. The Rav says, everything is mentioned, explained in Masechet Shabbos, Perek Mafanin, which is Perek Yudches Mishnah Aleph, and the Vesrael says that even if it wasn't redeemed correctly, like it was Maaseh Sheni, he was podeyet on a matbeya that doesn't have any form to it, as what we used to call here an asimon. Still, that's not a good pidyon. And also, if he tried to be podeya hektish by karka, which is also not good. Now the Mishnah says, Hashalech eruvo. If you send your eruv, or the Rav's and the Tveris Rav both say he wanted someone to put the eruv for him outside the 2,000 amas. Or at the end of the 2,000 amas, so now he'll be able to walk past that point. So he sent it with biyadchei reshait v'katan, as Rav says. Just for talking about erev tchumim, that's when it's not an erev if you sent it with a katan. But if you're creating an erev chatzeres, we hold that a katan would be someone who could set the erev chatzeres for you. And so Tzitzis says he quotes the Rav, but erev chatzeres that we hold that a katan can do the erev. And in Taisus, they bring the reason is because Erev Tchumim is something that's based on the Pasuk. So therefore, they were Machmer, and the Rabbanan didn't believe a Katan that he did it correctly. Taisus Rebbe Eger mentions the Taisus, and he says, even though it's mentioned in Pesachim by B'dikas Chametz that we trust a Katan in a Din Rabbanan, that's because it's in his own house. But he doesn't understand the question, because over there, they're giving edus that they checked it. They checked their house for chametz. So therefore, the Rabbanan will trust their work if it's deal with the Rabbanan. But here we're talking about that we could say that they did come back and say we placed the Erev. Then it would be believed, but our mission is talking about where he sent it on that far distance. They didn't come back and tell us that they did set it correctly. So now, then, even if he sent it with a gadol, there's no inyan of edus. We just needed the reason, the shliach also shlichusa. When you send someone, you have to be expecting that he's going to fulfill your shlichus, like it says in the sugya here. And by a katan, since he doesn't come back, we don't know for sure, he doesn't have the chazaka that a shliach also shlichusa. And he says, Hashem Yerainai, I don't understand what the problem is, he says. Taisus Yantif brings from the Rebbe Yonason, who explained, and also I checked the Rashi and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Rimas Chatzeres also say, the Erev Chatzeres is Kanim Emela, as it says in Perek Vav Mishnah He, that a Balabayas, who was a Shutif with his neighbors, doesn't have to make an Erev. It automatically becomes an Erev. And therefore, a Katan can then participate in this, and we don't care because he doesn't have to say anything. By the Erev Tchumim, he has to tell us that he placed the Erev in the right place, and that's he has to actually designate the when he puts down the Erev, this is the place of the other person's Shavisa. This is where he wants to make his place for Shabbos, and from then on he can go another 2,000 Amos. But if he doesn't say that, he's not a bardas, we don't trust him to say that, so therefore, by an Erev Tchumim, it won't work. Taisus and Daf, Lamed Aleph and Beis, Ever Maslow, Khan Be'eruv Tchumim, asks on this pshat, and he answers that it only works if the Meshalech, the person who sent him, was standing and watching him. And with the Meshalech's das, he can be koned at that place where he put down the Erev, and it's not the Katan who is being koned. Okay. Or someone else that is not mode in the this is the next part of the Mishnah. So if you sent it with a chereshayt of a katan, or you sent it with someone who is not mode in the Erev, doesn't believe in a Reuven, as Rashi Rav said, like a kusi, and the Rav adds or a tzuki, and Tzurasel says an apikaris. If you do it in all those cases, ain't aware if it's not a good Erev, Tzurasel says the kosher has to go there, the person who is trustworthy and a firm yid has to go and pick up the Erev and put it down again to make it for an Erev. Mishnah says, if he told someone else, he should receive the Erev from the Perishat Vakatan, or this person who is not mowed in the Erev. And so Rav says, we're talking about someone else who's kosher, to be makabel from the puzzle, and then take it himself to the end of the 2,000 amas. Then the Mishnah says, erase the Erev, that does work. And the Rav says, it's got to be that he's standing and watching when the person who's puzzle handed it to the person who is kosher. Even though he doesn't see that the kosher actually takes it to the right place, then we have a chazaka that shliach osu shlichuso. Okay, turn the page. We're moving on now to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and also on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. But first, in his introduction, the Perek Shnayis, the Rambam says, this place, it's a good time to go over certain rules. Some we already went through, some we haven't. He's going to bring them all here, so I'll tell you his rules, so we'll have a better understanding of the missions coming up. Okay, there are four different rishuyos of Shabbos. There's a rishus harab, rishus hayochid, a karmelis, and a makom tor. And in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, he actually goes through and defines all these different places. And he mentioned there that someone taking from a karmelis to a rishus harab or to a rishus hayochid is not chayiv misa. Okay, but it's only isra abana, isra mishum shvus. Okay, and there's certain of these rishios that part of the rules are that the shas, the time that the Erev is kona for you, where your place is going to be, that's ben hashmashas. Okay, and Rebbe who's aside of the Mishnah holds that something which is a shvus, they weren't gozer ben hashmashas. Okay, and also you should know that it's usher to use an eel, you're not allowed to climb up on a tree because it's an Issur Rabbanan. And also, when a person is making an Erev Itchumim, he and his Erev has to be in the same Rishus. It has to be something he can actually take the Erev and eat it wherever he intends to have his resting place for that Shabbos. Okay? And when we say in the beginning of our Mishnah, we're talking about putting it in a tree, your Erev, it's got to be with the condition that the tree has to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim or bigger, and he has to have a kavana to have his shvisa, his place where he's going to be staying, in the Rishus HaRambam. Okay, so if he put the Erev in the tree above 10, the Erev will be in Rishus HaYachid, and he's going to be Rishus HaRambam, and he won't be able to take the Erev. Because I take an Erev ben Hashmashas to move it to Makom Shvisa from Yachid to Rishus HaRambam. So that's all general halachas that the Rambam mentioned, and now we'll actually start the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Nasna be'ilan, as the Verosero says, you put your Erev in a tree, and the Rambam says, this tree is standing in Rishus HaRambam, and it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, or more, as the Rambam said in the introduction, and he put it, Mishnah says, Lamalim Yasar tefachim, higher than 10 tefachim, any Ruva Erev, it's no good. The Rambam says, since the tree is as wide as 4, and it's more than 10 tefachim, it's Rishus HaYachid, and he is Kona Shvisa in Rishus HaRambam. Okay, and since if he wants to take the Erev and to eat it at the time when the Erev is gives him the schus, which is being as much as he can't, because he's taking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRambam, it's not a good Erev. Tosfos Rabbi Chiya Eiger says in the sugya, it's clear that if you put it in a tree within 4 amas of the place where his resting, even if it is more than 10 tefachim high, it would be a good Erev. And the Mishnah is only talking about when the tree is wide 4 amas from the place of where he's resting. Or that he had kavana to have his place of resting in the bottom of the tree, and the branches that's holding the Erev is stretching out more than 4 amas away. And he wonders about the Rav, that says this right, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that didn't mention any of these last points. But then he checked that the Rav HaMagid, the Magid Mishnah, In Perek Zayin, Hilchos Erevin was wondering about the Rambam and the Rif who left out these points. And he wrote that they must hold that's not the halacha. We don't pass in this way, but the Achronim do pass in this way, and that's what the Rashba writes as well. Now, the Tiferes Yisrael mentions here, we're talking about that he had Kavanah to have his place of rest below in the Rishas HaRabbim. Okay, and it's not possible, Beinash Mashis, as we said, to take your Erev down from the Rishas HaYachid to the Rishas HaRabbim. Okay? But if he had a kavana that he wanted to have his resting place above in the tree, then it would be a good Erev, because then he could climb up the tree being a shmashis, because even though climbing on the tree is a Isra Rabbanan, any Isra Rabbanan, they were not gozer being a shmashis if it's a Tzorach Mitzvah. Even though by his Shvisa down below, he could possibly tell a guy, go and get it for me, because Amir Lenachri is also only a Dindra Rabbanan, still, that's like we said before as far as Tevel, it's not Chazi, intrinsically, it's not something that's useful. So it's like he made an Erev with stones. Okay? Since he can't pick it up himself, it's like it's not in the world itself for him to eat, or he's basing it on the Ratz and the Nachri, that's not considered Kibi Yadov. He has to rely on somebody else to do it. Okay, the Mishnah continues, L'mati Mesar Tfachim Eruv Erev. If it was below the 10 Tfachim, it is a good Erev, as the Rav explains, because below 10 Tfachim it's a Karmelis. Okay, anything between 3 and 9 Tfachim with a width of 4 is considered a Karmelis, and since he can take his Erev from the Karmelis, and it's only a Drabbanan to take from a Karmelis to the Rishas HaRabbim, as the Rambam mentioned in his introduction, so it is a good Erev. And the Mishnah is like Rebbe, who says anything which is, as the, again, the Rambam mentioned this point, anything that is an Issa Drabbanan, the Chachamim would not go to Ben Hashmashas. And the time when the Erev is Zokar to him, which is Ben Hashmashas, he could do it. He could take it. And therefore it works out that he and his Erev in the same place. Therefore it is a good Erev. This place Tezis Yantif and the Yitzhak Yisrael says, we don't make Xera on Ben Hashmashas B'makam Mitzvah. And the whole point of an Erev for Tchumim is only for Tzarek Mitzvah. So therefore, it's possible for him to do over the Drabbanan to get his Erev, and it is a good Erev for him. Now, the Mishnah continues, Nasno Babar, if you put it in a pit, the Rav says it was a Karmelis, like a valley, or out in the fields, and he had a Kavana to have his resting place in the valley or the field. So the Mishnah says, Afil Amak Mea Ama, even if the pit is 100 Amas deep, Eruv Erev, it is a good Erev. The Rav says, because the bar itself is Rishas HaYachid, and he was Kohen Shvisa in the Karmelis, and when the Erev is Zokot him, which is Ben Hashmashas time, he could take it. Again, as Rebbe said, anything that's only Issa Rabbanan, they didn't make Xera on Ben Hashmashas. Tesis Yantar says, he has a question. Why doesn't it just say the difference itself in the Mishnah? A tree itself, whether it's standing in Rishas HaRabbim, make a difference between that to a tree that's in the Karmelis. And he doesn't really give an answer to that. Tiferes Yisrael says, it seems to me that we're teaching you that even though in a bar that it's more worrisome, because you might think he'll digging around to make a step for him to come out of the bar, still we're not, as it says there in Yuma Daf Chafdal Mabez, okay, that's more possibly more problematic than worrying about by a tree that he's going to rip something off, something which is low litzarach. Still, here it's mutter, and that's why it's mentioned here as this case as well, even if it's 100 amas deep, telling you that we're not afraid that he's going to start building steps to get out. This is like in Aruch Chaim, the end of Siman Shin Lamed Vav. And in the Reisha, it didn't mention a bar, because it's usher to do it, make a bar in Rishas HaRabbim. So here we're only talking about when we're talking about in the Karmelis. The Hon Usher says, even though it's 100 amas deep, and it'll take him a lot of time to bring his Erev from the bottom to the top, and it'll be longer than the Be'ez Shmashas, it's not a problem, because it's only a technical problem, it's not a halakhic problem. Halakhically, he can bring it. Technically, it'll take him longer, but still considered a good Erev. Nasna barosh hakana o barosh klundis. If you put it on a reed or on the top of a pole, the Rashi says, and they're not attached to the ground. So the Mishnah says, v'sman shehu talish v'naot, when it is not attached, as the Mishnah says, talish, and you just stuck it into the ground, okay, as the Rav says, that's when it's an Erev. But if it is mechubar, it's not an Erev, because when he takes it, Zegzera, maybe he'll break something off, because the reed is very soft. You'll have a Zegzera that maybe he'll break it when he takes the Erev. But a tree, which is very hard, and Benishmashis, we're not worried about it, maybe he'll climb up. Okay, but as far as breaking the reed, since it is soft, people will definitely break it, and Mechuyev, because of Kotzer, or a reed and a stick. Someone, it's easy to make a mistake between when it's attached to the ground, when it's not, because a lot of reeds are separate from the ground and they're just stuck in and they look like mechuber, so you might not realize which ones are mechuber, which are not. So therefore, you have to make a gzera that maybe he'll break it, something that was mechuber, and he'll think that it was separate, not attached, but by a tree. You don't have to make a gzera that maybe he'll go up and take it and make a mistake and break something off, and he'll think that it was talish. If it's up in the tree, he's going to realize that it's attached to the tree. So, now the Mishnah continues. Afilu gavoa mea ama hareza erif. Even if this reed and the stick were 100 amas tall, it's an erif. As Rashanav says, since it's not wide for it at the bottom, it's not considered rishus hayachid, even though above it was a 4 tfachim wide. Because you have to put in your Erev on something which is 4 tfachim wide. And Tisus Rabbi Yehiga says, this is when he put it on something which is at least 10 high. Tiferes Yisrael says, because there are some say that you need an Erev on a Makam which is 4 tfachim. As check with the Rush mentions, Perek Gimel and Erev in Osdalet. Still, since it's not 4 wide at the bottom, it's not considered Rishus HaYachid, and there's no problem taking it from there to use it as your Erev on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Hayim Simen Shin Mem Hei Sif Yud Ches talks about what the rules are for a Karmelis. It says it shouldn't be less than 4 by 4, and it only works up until 10. Above 10 is a Makam Patur, but and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Samach Vav says what we mentioned, that it's only up until 10 Fachim, that's, and above that is a Makam Tur, that's only when the Karmelis starts from a low point from the ground. That's when you say it doesn't extend up and only until 10 Fachim. But here, when the Shem Karmelis is from the fact that it's not Mechitzis, like any other Rishus HaRachid, there Karmelis would be even if it's higher than 10 Fachim from the ground. Now the Mishnah says, Nasal Be'medli, you put it in some kind of a tower, and Rav says of eights, wooden, v'avid ha-mafteach, and you lost the key, ha-reza erev, it's still a good erev. Rashi says, the Gemara explains that the migdol was in the Rishus HaYachid, so if you had the key, there'd be no problem of taking, because he and the erev both in Rishus HaYachid, you could take your Erev from this Migdal. And the Rav says, we're talking about that what is the actual lock there? It's tied together with strings and ropes, that if he doesn't find the key, he won't be able to cut it. He'll have to use a knife to cut his way into it. So the Tanakhama holds that since it's possible to open it by cutting the ropes with a knife, there's no Issur Skila. It's only Issur Midraban and Shvus. It's Makalkal, breaking it open. You're kind of ruining the locking mechanism. And any Makal claim is only us as Rabbanan, and an Isra Shvus, being a Shmashas, at the time of the Kineas cunning, the acquiring the Erev, they weren't Gozer, as we said previously, and therefore it is a good Erev, because you just bring a knife and cut the ropes and take his Erev out. Now, Rabbi Elezer argues, Elezer Omer, im eine yodea shemavtech mumkomo, eno Erev, unless you know for sure your key to get your Erev out of the Migdal is there, it's not a good Erev. As the Rav says, Rabbi Elezer holds that you can't use a Kli only for something for its normal usage, and you can't carry the knife in order to cut the ropes. That's not its normal usage. Only knives are used to cut food. And since you have two problems, to take the knife and to cut the ropes, even Rebbe, who says anything which is a shvu, Spanish mushes, they weren't gozer, but here he would be motivated to gozer because there's two problems, the knife taking, and which is a muksit in this purpose here, and cutting, which is also a shvus. And the halakha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The first Shul says, even though here we're talking about a migdal, which it's got to be hold, something can hold 40 saw, otherwise it would be mutter to open it, to cut. Okay, still, it's not a problem unless it's something which is an issur of stira. Okay, so if it is 40 saw big, and it's like an ohel, and it's like it's attached to the ground, and you shouldn't be able to cut it, as in Beya Daf Lamed Aleph. Still, it's only a drabanan, which is similar to a soser, because it's not really a binyan mamish, so it's not really soser. And they weren't those in a shvus Spanish mosish, but according to Rabbi Elazar, still the tilt of the sakin to cut the rope, it's something shalol tzarach heter. That also is a shvus, and two shvus, and there goes the banish moshes. Taisi Eger says this Tamui wonders by a tree which is less than 10. It's also two shvusim because you take it from a karmelis to the shvus harabim, and you also mishnamish with the tree. Tiferesrael answers that it's different over there. He's not machoyev on the use of the tree because it's not connected. One shvus is not connected to the other. The fact that he used the tree has nothing to do with the fact that he's taking from the Rishis HaRabim to the Carmelis, and not from the vice versa, taking from the Carmelis to the Rishis HaRabim. That has nothing to do with using the tree. And therefore, it's not being over the two shvusim at the same time. So each one is separate. Okay, for Tzarech Mitzvah, they said it's mutter. It's like he is using... Second. Oh, he's doing two separate shvusim, okay, on one Shabbos. And each one is separate for Tzarech Mitzvah. But over here, the two shvusim that he's being over are tied together one to the other. Because he's taking the knife in order to cut the rope. So therefore, the taking the knife is also a shvus separate from the cutting of the rope itself, which is also a shvus. And therefore, it's like you're being over both of them at the same time. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, there goes Rabbi Neshmashas. The Rashba says, from the Lashon of Rabbi Elazar, it's mashma, that the Erev is puzzle. An Erev puzzle is only if it was actually the Erev would be puzzle only if it was actually that the key was lost. But if the key was really there, but you forgot where there is, you put the key in a certain place, but you forgot where you put it, where you put the key, Rabbi Elazar would be motivated that the Erev is kosher. And the Rifa says that the halacha is makel in such a thing that in any event, he'll probably remember where he put them up and he'll find the key. The Rashi and the Rifa say if you are suffix, if the key is in the place, in a certain place, Rabbi Elazar would hold that the Erev is pasul, like Rabbi Meir and Yeshua coming up in Mishnah Dalet, who pasul with a suffix Erev. Okay, that's the end of our shiur today. Questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com. Have a good day.